Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us, as we do, and are happy about it every week. Don, you're here. Are you?
Now you are.
Is he there now? Oh. Hey, he's trying to be here. I can hear him in the background. Ava, you're here.
I'm here.
Nice. Well, yeah. You know, it helps when Don has the wrong button pushed.
Well, he was holding down the mute button.
I know. We're not going to hold the mute button down today. We've got a great guest on the show. We got Ron Shero. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with MinFish and some of the cool stuff that's going on in the state of Minnesota, and something I think other states need to keep in mind. So you're going to want to hang out for that. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Hi, Donald. What's going on?
Well, I'm hoping the weather warms up for we're getting closer to the Minnesota opener anyway.
Have you looked at the long-range forecast?
Yeah, actually, it doesn't look too bad a couple weeks out.
I just looked, and it's literally next week again, the overnights are 41 degrees.
It's okay.
All the way through the end of the week, and it's like highs of 50.
I don't fish overnight.
Don, I'm talking about what it does to the water temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Devil's Lake just iced. Ice just went out on Devil's Lake. Just.
I wonder where Lake of the Woods is up now.
I
haven't heard.
I haven't heard either. I know that they were saying there's still ice. I know that.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I probably wouldn't be out on it, but myself. if there is.
It falls into the you can't fix stupid, Don.
I know it.
So I'm glad you don't. Just don't.
The I number didn't one, fall into that. that
the number route. One rule, Don, is don't do stupid stuff.
Right.
And that falls right into that, just don't do it.
Well, there's people that do it early in the year.
Yeah.
You know, ice in.
Well, it's the Red Lake thing, you remember. They go out on the ice because they paid their money and they drove all the way up and they drive out and then the ice blows away from shore and then...
And they got a problem.
Whoops.
Yep.
Yeah. It's it falls into the not a good thing, which is kind of crazy. Speaking of crazy, we've talked a lot about the cougar population.
You're
in the Midwest.
Animal now.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to get clarification.
Yeah.
Oh, my. All right. Yeah. The animal that roams the woods. Four-legged. Yep.
Okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
They have just found video evidence of reproducing cougar population in Minnesota the first time in more than 100 years. This is the part that I kind of look at and go, uh-oh. You're familiar with Voyageur National Park.
I am.
I worked up there as a kid. I went there on vacation since I was six and camped and done everything up there. Well, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources announced today, the first time in more than 100 years, the evidence of cougar reproducing in Minnesota documented in video captured by University of Minnesota's Voyageur Wolf Project. The footage was captured March 25th, just not long ago, and first seen by researchers when the cameras were collected. This past Sunday, they had remote cameras they put out, and it showed a female cougar with three large kittens.
Wow. I mean, that's near Cabotogama.
It's Capitogama, Namekin, Rainy.
Yep.
High quality video shows the kittens up close and the feeding of youth at the Voyageur National Park in northern Minnesota. Voyageur's project, Wolf Project, has deployed hundreds of cameras, trail cameras in northeast Minnesota to help with wolf research. The DNR said in a release on Thursday, those cameras have recorded footage of lone cougars 8 times since 2023, but none of the cameras recorded footage of kittens.
Well, that means there's another one around.
Yikes. Video of the cougar with the kittens captured by 2 cameras that research scientists placed over a GPS-collared deer that had been killed by a predator. Researchers of the Voyageur National Project studied this past winter to examine survival and mortality patterns of deer in the area. Several deer were collared in January as part of the work. Researchers received a mortality signal from a GPS-collared deer. They found the deer carcass on a hillside buried under a pile of leaves. Burying or caching prey like that's typical, made by the cougar family. They thought it was a bobcat, but thought possibly could be a cougar. They got the camera, and the first thing they thought was, I was absolutely floored. This gentleman, Thomas Gable, he's the project lead of the Wolf Project. They placed 2 cameras over the deer carcass in the first video of the cougars. It came just 4 hours later when the 2 kittens returned to the kill. And the entire family of cats appeared later that evening and spent hours in front of the cameras.
It's really interesting.
Oh, man. So here's the thing about Voyageurs. There's so many campsites.
Oh, yeah. There are.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And
wilderness campsites.
Yeah. You can only get to them by boat.
Right.
And you... I'd look at that and I'd be like, well, I think we're going to an island because they have a number of campgrounds on the islands, which I have camped on. And because the number, you know, we talk in Long Slough, Lost Bay, there's a ton of campgrounds along there. As you're heading into Namekin, where we fished and had an event over there, same thing held true. Wow. That goes in as... you start to have second thoughts on
camping. Well, I mean, there's wolves up there too, so.
Yeah.
I wonder how they get along.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Who knows?
I mean, there's mountain lion out west, and there's a lot of
wolf
out west, so I'm.
Well, and just as a brief overview, cougars were native to Minnesota before becoming extinct, and there's been evidence, has been no evidence of more than 100 years in the eastern Midwest, east of the Dakotas and Nebraska. So there's been nothing until recent reports from Michigan and now Minnesota. Based on trails observed in the video, estimated to be 7 to 9 months old is what those kittens were. So they were born last fall. Other confirmed kittens in Minnesota turned out to be captive escapees and involved a female of 2 kittens that showed up and hung around a homeowner's porch in 2001. Friendly neighborhood cat.
Right.
Not so much. The kittens might not survive, potentially getting killed by wolves or a male cougar or vehicles. They may become part of the founding catalyst for a slow but steady increase in numbers. Time will tell, but are clearly nearing a point where the probability of a self-sustaining population has increased. Well, tell you what, guys, we are going to be coming right back. We have a longtime friend of the show, Ron Scher, is going to join us, talk a little bit about fishing in the state of Minnesota as far as what's going on with the fisheries and all the fun stuff they covered up at MinFish last week. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.